ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தே சாந்தே சாந்திஹி. ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நம. ஹரிஹி ஓம். ஸோ வி ஃபினிஷ் தி தேர்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் பிரஷ்னோபனிஷத் இன் த லாஸ்ட் வெபினார். And in the third chapter, various sadhanas were highlighted, emphasizing the importance of upasana, especially prana upasana or Hiranyagarbha upasana. And the upasana and karma, they both can be practiced either as sakama upasana and sakama karma. Then a person will attain finite results, whereas when it is practiced nishkamataya, without, as a nishkama karma, then one gets jnana yogyata, the refinement of the mind, which will lead to Jnana Yoga ultimately. And in the following three chapters, 4, 5, and 6, the Upanishad is going to deal with the Jnana Yoga part of it, that topic. So the person, and the following three chapters, not only the way it is dealt with, it is also addressing the topic of moksha. And there too, in the fourth chapter particularly, and the sixth chapter, the final chapter, the Jiva, Jivatma, Paramatma, Aikyam, that topic is talked about. In the fourth chapter, Jivatma Swarupam is talked about. And in the sixth chapter, Paramatma Swarupam is talked about. And in both of them, the Aikyam also is revealed. And in the fifth chapter, the Upanishad is going to deal with the Omkara Upasana, and also Krama Mukti. These terms are all very familiar to us, the Omkara Upasana, Krama Mukti and all that. And this is how the development is going to be in the following three chapters. And with this background, now let us go ahead with the fourth chapter. Let us read sloka number 1. Atahainam Sauryayani Gargya Papracha Bhagavan Yetasmin Purushe Kaniswapanti கான்யஸ்மின் ஜாக்ரதி கதரயேஷ தேவஹ ஸ்வப்னான் பஷ்யதி கஸ்யை தத் சுகம் பவதி கஸ்மின்னு சர்வே சம்ப்ரதிஷ்டிதா பவந்தி இதி பவந்தி இதி. ஸோ நவ் தி ஃபோர்த் டிசைபிள், இஃப் யூ கீப் ரிமெம்பரிங் தி ஆர்டர், ஸோ சௌர்யாயண கார்க்யா, தட் இஸ் த நேம், ஹீ அப்ரோச்சஸ் த குரு பிப்பலாதா, அண்ட் திஸ் கார்க்யா ஏனம் பிப்பலாதம் பிப்பலாதம் குரும் பப்ரச்ச. ஹி ஆஸ்ட் 5 questions டு ஹெம், அண்ட் தி ஃபோர்த் சாப்டர் இஸ் த ஆன்சர் டு ஆல் தீஸ் 5 questions. இட்ஸ் அ ஸ்மால் சாப்டர் வித் ஒன்லி 11 mantras. அண்ட் வாட் ஆர் த க்வஸ்சன்ஸ்? தி ஃபஸ்ட் க்வஸ்சன் ஹி ஆஸ் 3 questions ஆன் தி ஸ்வப்ன அவஸ்தா, தி ட்ரீம் ஸ்டேட். And ask one question on Sushupti Avastha, the deep sleep state. And one question is about the Avastha Traya Sakshi, the witness consciousness, Atma. So Jagrat Avastha is not directly asked at all, but is implied. So what is the first question? Swapna Kali, during Swapna Avastha, during the dream state, Hey Bhagavan, O Lord. He addresses the Acharya as, O Lord. Yetaspin Purushe, Kani Swapanti, what are the organs which will go to sleep or stop functioning? That is the first question. And the second question is, Kani Asmin Jagrati, what are the organs they keep functioning in Swapnavastha also? What are the organs that go to sleep and what are the organs that function also in Swapnavastha? And the third question is, Katara Yesha Devaha Swapnan Pashyati, what is the consciousness principle which witnesses the entire dream? Here Deva means the conscious principle, the bright principle. So all these three questions are centered on Swapna Avastha. Then comes the Sushupti Avastha question. Kasya etat sukam bhavati. From the dream state, when a person goes to deep sleep state, there is the experience of ananda or happiness. Even though we don't express it during sleep, after I wake up, we say, I slept happily. Therefore, who is the experiencer of the Sushupti Ananda or Sushupti Sukham? So here etat sukham means sushupti sukham, the deep sleep state. And what is deep sleep? It's a dreamless sleep that is called deep sleep. So kasya bhavati, because the sleep happiness is universal. Everybody enjoys in sleep. Not only it is proved after the sleep experience, because sleep is ananda only, everybody loves to get sleep. Have you ever seen anyone complaining that I have to go to sleep now? No. I have to go to office today, they may complain. I have to take care of the house, they may complain. But all others, everybody will say, I love sleeping. So one thing no complaint is about, we love to go to sleep. Not only in the night, maybe sometime during the lecture also. So it is clear, the sushupti is ananda anubhava and not dukkha anubhava. And this sleep ananda is enjoyed by whom? This is the fourth question. And the fifth question is about atma. Kasminnu sarve sampratishtita bhavanti. So where is the entire universe based on? Sarve. Sarve means the entire universe is located or based upon which atma tattvam. So what is the atma tattvam from which all the three avasthas and their corresponding experiences, they come? Jagrat experiencer and Jagrat universe. Swapna experiencer and Swapna universe. Sushupti experience and the potential universe. All these three pairs are based upon which atma tattvam. So what is that adhishtana atma? That is the final question. So only this entire chapter is atma vidya chapter actually. Now the teacher is going to answer for each of these questions. Let us read mantra 2. Tasmai havo saho vacha yata marichayaha arkasyastam gachataha sarva etasmin tejo mandala eki bhavanti tapuna punarudayataha pracharantevam havai tat sarvam pare deve manas eki bhavati tena tarhyesha purusho na shrunoti na pashyati na jigrati na rasayate na sprishate na abhivadate na datte na anandayate na visrijate neyayate swapititya chakshate. Lot of things. So tasmai sahovacha saha pipaladaha guruhu tasmai hovacha, he replied to the student. And what are the organs which are not functioning during swapna, the dream state, is the first question. So he gives the answer. All the 10 sense organs consisting of pancha jnanendriyani and pancha karmendriyani, all the sense organs, the organs of action, all of them, they all resolve into the mind. Which mind is awake? The mind is awake. Awake enough to experience the swapna. Mind does not function extravertly, but it is awake enough to experience the swapna. Mind functions inwards. And why there is no extrovertness? Because the sense organs are all folded. Therefore, the mind cannot access the external world. Because the 5 gates, they only feed information to the mind. So the 5 sense organs are the 5 gateways through which the mind receives the messages. And through the pancha karmendriyas, the mind responds to them also. So both receiving organs and responding organs, they both have resolved during sleep, dream state. That means all the waking transactions end. Therefore, I don't see something and I don't respond to that stimuli also. From this, it becomes very clear, what is Jagrat Avastha? We can indirectly infer now. That is, when the 10 sense organs are functional, it is Jagrat Avastha. When these organs are resolved, it is Swapna Avastha. So having resolved into the mind during dream, not permanently though, if so, we will not wake up at all. Thank God, it is temporary and it again can come out. And for that, the Upanishad gives a very beautiful example. When the sun sets, all the rays of the sun, what happens now when the sun sets? All the rays are withdrawn from the earth and resolve into the setting Surya Bhagavan, Lord Surya. That is why at sunset, the Surya Mandalam, we see the red arc. But the rays won't disturb us. Therefore, Lord Surya has withdrawn all the rays to himself. And when the sun rises, For example, when the sun rises the next day, what happens when the sun rises the next day? The same thing is coming back again. All the rays which has been withdrawn during the previous evening are coming back again, brought forward during the day, next day. So the Surya Mandalam is like the mind. And the Surya Rashmihi, the rays of the sun, are like the 10 sense organs. So the rays go into the disk, solar disk, and come back again tomorrow. So sense organs go into the mind and again they come from the mind. That is what is said here. Yatha Gargyaha. So he Gargya, the disciple, Marichayaha Arkasya Astam Gaschataha Sarvaha. Sarvaha means go with Marichayaha. So all the rays of sun. Arka means Surya, sun god. What type of Surya? Astam Gaschataha, the which is the setting sun. So just as the rays of the setting sun. Yetasmin Tejo Mandale Eki Bhavanti. Tejo Mandala means the bright solar disk. Eki Bhavanti. They resolve into that temporarily. And Taha, Taha, Punapunaha Prasharanti. Taha means those same rays will again come forth from the Surya Bhagavan during the next day. So Punapunaha Udayati. From the rising sun, Punapunaha Prasharanti, they come out. Up to this is the example. Evam havai tat sarvam, in the same way, evam, all the 10 sense organs at the time of dream, swapna, what do? Pare devaha manasi eki bhavati. So here sarvam means all the rays in the forms of pancha jnanendriyas, pancha karmendriyas, they all resolve into the mind which is pare devaha, the bright mind. So the mind alone gives the illumining power to the sense organs also. Therefore, mind is also called Pare Devaha. And because of that, what happens? How do you know all the 10 organs have withdrawn? Tena Tarhi Yesha Purushaha. Tena. Because of folding up of all sense organs, Yesha Purushaha Na Shrunoti. This person does not hear anything. Don't say in Jagratavastha also he doesn't hear. Normally in Jagratavastha, all sense organs are supposed to function. Tarhi na shrunoti, na pashyati, doesn't see also. Na jigrati, doesn't smell also. Na rasayate, doesn't taste. Na sprishate, doesn't touch. Does not have the feeling of touch at all. Up to this is the fivefold jnanendriyas, sense organs. All of them don't function. This is all a dream state. And now comes the karmendriyas. What happened? They also don't function. Na abhivadate, it doesn't speak. Na datte, doesn't handle things. Na anandayate, does not have the sensory contact. Actually, Shankaracharya, he interprets ananda here as stri purusha sanyogaha, the maithunam. That is called anandayate, ananda. There is no maithunam, the samyoga between stri and purusha. Na visrijate, doesn't excrete. And na iyate, doesn't move about also. So, vak, pani, pada, payu, upastha, all the five karmendriyas are also withdrawn. They don't function. And at that time, people call him Swapithi Ityachakshate. This is called Swapnavastha. He is a sleeper, the person who is sleeping. So, with this, the answer to the first question has been given. Now, the second question is answered in the next mantra. Mantra number 3, we will read. Pranagnaya evaitasmin pure jagrati garhapatyohava yeshopano vyanaha anvaharyapachanaha Yad Gargapatyat Praniyate Pranayanadahavaniya Pranaha. A lot of details. So the second question is, what are the organs which continue to function in dream state? And later in Sushupti also, what will continue to function? So what is the answer? Pancha Pranas. They are doing their function. If Pranas also fold, what will happen? This person will not wake up at all permanently. That is why prana is not connected to our willpower. Look at the Lord's creation. All the other things can fold about prana. So it is not connected to our willpower. If Lord hands over the responsibility of handling prana to us also, perhaps we may forget sometimes to breathe. Therefore, all emergency functions, the emergency department, Bhagavan kept for himself. Therefore, that is why during dream sleep, even though we are alive, our will is not involved. We exist instinctively. Instinct means governed by law of karma. Law of karma means Bhagavan. So the teacher says, the pancha pranaha alone are functioning. The Upanishad could have given this reply very easily, but it takes its own way. So Upanishad gives a highly imaginary presentation here. So the Pancha Pranas are engaged in their respective functions. So what are the respective functions? The respiratory system and the breathing in and out, the digestive system, the circulatory system, all of them. They are all doing the respective functions. We already mentioned about the fivefold physiological functions earlier. And the Upanishad compares their functions to a sacred yajna or yaga. Because it is a sacred karma, pranasya function is sacred. Because of that only this person is alive. Because it keeps the human body alive and kicking. So, it being a sacred function, the pancha pranas are compared to various agnis in an yaga, in which a yaga is being conducted. And therefore, an imaginary is given here, imaginary. And when Vedic rituals are performed, different types of fires are used. And each one of the pranas is compared to a type of fire used in a Vedic yajna ritual. These three fires are Garhapatya Agni, Ahavani Agni and Dakshina Agni. These are the three Agnis, three fires. They are the names of the fires used in the specific rituals. And the Garhapatya Agni is a fire which a householder lights up immediately after wedding. Till wedding, the bachelor, the brahmachari, he doesn't have Adhikara Agni because he is doing only Samidhadhanam. He starts with Aupasana Mandal just after the marriage. So he starts the fire at that time, and that fire is supposed to be kept forever. So a Vedic householder has to light up the Garhapatya Agni in a ritualistic manner and maintain the fire throughout his life. It is called Garhapatya because it is Grahapatihi, the lord of the house, that Agni. And this Garhapatya fire alone should be used for cremation also. When this Vedic householder dies, these are all for Vedic householders. So no local fire at all should be used. So now today it's all no fire, it's all switches only, right? So because this can be dropped only under one condition. This fire can be dropped under only one condition when one takes sannyasa ashrama. Then he gives up the fire and ritual. That is why he is called a Niragnihi. The sannyasi is called Niragnihi because he has no rituals at all, Agni ritual anymore. So that is why for a sannyasi, cremation is in fire is also, it's not there. There's no cremation for him. Cremation is fire also, it's not there. So the Garhapatya is the main Agni. And this Agni cannot be used for any other ritual directly. That is the original source. It's like a tank of water. From the tank of water, you draw water for various other purposes. Similarly, for various rituals, he also has to take, part of the Garhapatya Agni and light up another fire. So, originating from the Garhapatya Agni, for the household rituals, one has to kindle the fire which is called Ahavaniya Agni. And all these were all very popular in those days when everybody was doing Agnihotra and all. Now, in this particular mantra, our inhalation is compared to Garhapatya Agni. And our exhalation, prana, is compared to Ahavani Agni. And there is also a reason for that. From inhalation, the apana alone, exhalation comes. You can exhale only when you inhale. And then vyana, there is a third fire. That is called the Dakshina Agni. This Agni is kindled only for certain rare Pitru Karmas. And this is called Dakshina Agni because it is kept in the southern direction compared to the Ahavani Agni. According to Vedas, it's very, very complex, all these things are. So, Vyana Prana is based on the southern direction of our heart. How did they find out and all? Don't ask all those questions. This is what Shastra says. So, the Vyana Prana is based on the southern direction of the heart. So, since both of them are in the southern direction, that is the Dakshina Agni and Vyana Prana, so they are compared here. So, even if you don't remember, for example, all these names of the fires and all, different pranas are compared to different sacred fires used in the rituals. That alone is adequate at least. This is the bottom line. Now, in this mantra, Evai Tasmin Pure Pranagnaya Jagrati. Puram means body, this body. So, during the dream state in the body, the pranas all they keep awake doing the yaga. And by the yaga, it is maintaining this physical body alive. And garhapatyo hava apanaha.
Here apana is not excretory system. We mentioned apana excretory system earlier. Here apana is inhalation. Because in inhalation, what happens? The air goes down. So adho gamanavan apanaha, from the nostrils, it goes down to the lungs. Inhalation. In this context, adho gamana. So down below. It is not excretion. So this we have to understand, that not that function. So this inhalation apana is called garhapatya. And vyanaha ahavaniya pachanaha. So it's a difficult name for the simple dakshinagni. So vyanaha, so the anvaharya pachanaha, that's how it is called, anvaharya pachanaha. And what is that dakshinagni now? Vyanaprana. Vyanaprana, vyana is compared to dakshinagni. And what is prana now? Garhapatya. So praniyate, so praniyate, so pranaya, pranayanat, so ahavaniya pranaha. So this is ahavaniya, that originates from garhapatya, that is, you know, these are a lot of details, originates from the ahavaniya, and prana originates from apana, therefore prana and ahavaniya are similar. See, prana, from garhapatya agni, ahavaniya agni comes, and from prana, apana comes. That's why prana and ahavaniya are similar. And these three fires alone are not enough. We require what? We need a priest. We need a priest, and our yajamana is required to offer oblations. So comparisons are given in the next mantra, all based on Vedic rituals only. Unless we are familiar with the Vedic rituals, these words will be very confusing. So just for the sake of argument right now, just we'll take as just facts. Remember this much, that various sacred fires are compared to sacred prana function. Mantra 4. Yeduchvasa nishvasa veta vahuti samam nayati iti sa samanaha manoha vava yajamanaha ishtapalamevo danaha sayenam yajamanam aharahar brahmagamayati. So in this mantra, two more imageries are given. The samana prana, we already talked about prana, apana and udana. Now the samana prana, the digestive fire, is compared to the priest who offers oblations in the yajna. So why is samana prana called so? Because the digestive system alone nourishes the body and keeps the body alive. And because of that alone, prana and apana are going in and out. And how do they go in and out? In a balanced manner. Their going in and out is managed by the samana prana. Through nourishment, it maintains the body. In the same way, the hota is the priest. He also balances the offering of the oblation when he does the yajna. As the priest is maintaining the offering of the oblations, samana prana is maintaining our inhalation and exhalation. Therefore, samana and priest are equated in a highly imaginative manner. The uchchasvasa, nishvasa, the inhalation and exhalation, they are like what? Oblations going in. So, yetau ahuti, they are all similar to oblations. Samam nayati, they are maintained. So, if breathing is not balanced, then there are breathing problems, there could be diseases, there could be so many other problems. So therefore, the balance is maintained by samana prana, which maintains the health of the body by digestive systems, giving nutrition. Then we have to add a sentence here, samanaha eva hota, that samana alone is like the priest. Hota is the priest, Rigveda priest normally, hota. So then who is the yajamana, the master? So karma palam is not for the priest. When the priest performs an yajna, there is an yajamana for whom he functions, and the priest dakshina only is the palam for him. At the end of the karma, you offer dakshina to the priest, that is his palam, not the result of the actual karma itself. So that result of the karma palam goes to whom? To the yajamana. So the Upanishad says, manoha vava yajamanaha, the mind is like the yajamana, who does the sacred ritual of maintaining the pancha pranas. And all highly imaginative things now. So, and as a result of this yaga, punyam must come. So, the yaga palam, the punyam. And what is the punyam generated by this yaga? So, Upanishad imagines, ishta palam udanaha eva. So, the udana vayu, udana prana, becoming active. That udana, that we will explain later, actually, we are going to do that. So, note this much now, the active udana, you know, I mentioned to you, udana is the reversal action. So that is the yaga palam or the punyam. And how do we say that? Because of this yaga alone, punyam is generated. It takes the mind which was suffering from the problems of swapna, dream state, and before that jagrati. So since jagrati has got problems, swapna also is only extended internal samsara. Swapna is what? It's an extended internal samsara only. So what does the udana prana do? It takes the mind, the yajamana, the mind is taken from swapna avastha, the dream state, to sushupti avastha. Therefore, the punyam experiences in what form? Going to sushupti, deep sleep. That is the punyam. That is why in our culture there is a statement. Are you getting sleep? Then you have done punyam. If they say they get good sleep, that means they have done punyam. Especially those people who never get sleep, they will understand the value of sleep. So if you are getting good sleep, it is a blessing, because from the samsara you are taken out and you enjoy sushupti ananda. Therefore, sleep is the phalam for the yaga, done in the swapnavastha. By what? By the panjapranas. So this is the imaginary, this is the example, this is the imagination. Now if you look at the ishtapalam eva udanaha. Ishtam means the yaga here. Ishtam is yaga palam. Ishtapalam is yaga palam. Ishti, ishtam. So punyam. So that is the udana. And what does this udana, the punyam, do? Saha yenam yajamanam. The yajamana is the mind suffering from the dream, whatever dream experience. That mind is carried. Yenam yajamanam brahmagamayati. Brahma here means atma swarupam. So our own atma ananda pratigamayati. How long it goes? During the sleep. So again, tetam bhuktva swargalokam vishalam kshine punye mrtyalokam vishanti. Same thing. After sushupti, sleep is over, again come back. Come to jagradavastha. So come to jagradavastha again, swapnavastha, and again the yaga performed, again go to sushupti. The cycle is repeated every day. Every day we are doing this yajna. So during swapna we do yaga, during sushupti we enjoy the yajna phalam. This is the imagination of the Upanishad. So yajamanam aharhaha. Aharhaha means every day. Yajamanam manorupa yajamanam brahma gamayati. The mind. The yajamana in the form of the mind, brahma gamayati, he gets this ananda, happiness. So with this, the second question also is answered. Now the next question, who experiences the dream? That is the next question. So we will read mantra 5. Atraisha devaha swapne mahimanam anubhavati. Yadrishtam drishtam anupashyati shrutam shrutame vartam anushrunoti deshadi gantarascham pratyanubhutam punapunaha pratyanubhavati drishtancha drishtancham shrutancha shrutancham anubhutancha nanubhutancham satcha satcham sarvam pashyati sarva pashyati. So the third question is, who experiences the dream? The Upanishad says, atra, during that dream, yeshaha devaha. Devaha refers to what? The mind. So whenever I say the mind, we should remember the mind is pervaded by consciousness principle. So the mind is blessed with swapne mahimanam anubhavati. It enjoys its own glory in the swapna, in the dream state. And what is its glory? The creative mahima of the mind. Mind can create lot of things, because the entire swapna prapancha is what? Is projected by whom? By the mind only. During the waking state, we have experienced so many things. The mind functions as an extraordinary recorder of all the shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all of them. They are all registered. Mind is the most powerful and beautiful recorder Bhagavan has given. And it registers not only the current janma, but many purva janmas also. Remember, the same mind travels from body to body, supra shariram. I have already explained these things in detail earlier. So in the previous janma, our body was different, but the sukshma shariram was same. In the mind, everything is registered in the form of vasanas. The mind blessed by chaitanyam, what does it do? It projects the swapna prapancha. So everything is what? The glory of the mind only, mahima. So the stars, sun, moon, desha, kala, all of them. Therefore, swapne mahimanam, its own glory, anubhavati, it experiences. Yad drishtam, drishtam anupashyati. whatever has been seen in the waking state, the same thing is projected again and perceived by the mind. It may be in a previous birth also, we don't know. But it is seen some point in time. But it is replay of what? Jagrata avastha. Whatever is seen during the Jagrata avastha. Therefore, drishtam, drishtam, anu. Whatever is seen in Jagrata avastha, that is stored in the mind and again thrown out. And we see that in dream. If you have seen a wonderful Abhishekam of Lord Balaji, rarely, perhaps we get that. It's a deeply embedded in the mind, perhaps. That comes, that's a good example. There could be terrible examples also. In dream, anything can come. Therefore, drishtam, drishtam, anupashyati. And not only seeing, shrutam, shrutam eva. The mind registered, shabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, all of them. Not only that, even emotions are registered. There also you flare up against people. So, shrutam, shrutam eva. Shrutam, whatever has been heard in Jagrata avastha, anushranoti. It is replayed and experienced in dream. And deshadi, dik antaraischa, pratyanubhutam. In different places, in different directions, deshadi, different places, dik, different directions, whatever emotions have been experienced. Punapunaha, pratyanubhavati, again and again, comes on in different ways, different days. So, what all things we experience? Drishtancha, drishtancha. Sometimes we experience things which we have seen. Sometimes we experience things which are never experienced in this life. Adrishtam. Whatever we have not experienced in current life, they are also seen in dream. Then Shankaracharya, he asked the question, if they have not been registered, how can one see that in dream? The answer is, they were all experienced in Purva Janma, not in this Janma, in Purva Janma. Always what was experienced alone comes, either in the current Janma or past Janma. Drishtam, drishtam refers to current Janma. Adrishtam refers to Purva Janma. So, drishtam anubhavati. Shrutam, shrutam again, vartamana janmani shrutam, in this present Janma, whatever is heard. And ashrutam means Purva Janmani shrutam, whatever is heard in the previous Janma. And anubhutancha, ananubhutancha, what is experienced in the current Janma and what is in the experience the past Janmas. Satcha, asatcha, sat, sat means real and asat means unreal. So in the Jagrata avastha, we experience real tank, a real lake, and there is also we experience unreal mirage water. So having experience in Jagrata avastha, we experience in this dream also a dream tank and dream mirage water also. So, whatever is satyam and asatyam in Jagrata avastha, parallels are experienced in dream also, swapna also. Satcha, asatcha, pashyati, sarvam pashyati. In fact, the mind with consciousness experiences everything in dream. And the next sentence is important, sarvaha pashyati. In fact, mind itself becomes everything and sees. Because dream mountain is nothing but what? Mind alone appearing as one. When mind appears as a dream mountain, when the mountain thought comes, there is mountain in dream. Man thought comes, there is man thought in dream. The tiger thought comes, tiger thought in dream. So mountain in dream, all those things, mind alone becomes all those. Mind alone experiences everything. Mind can play the role of both the subject and object. Of course, backed by what? Blessed by Chaitanyam always, consciousness. So with this, the third question is also answered. So with that, the Swapnavastha topic is over. Now we will go to the fourth question, the Sushupti Avastha topic. Mantra 6. Sayada tejasabibhuto bhavati atraisha devaha swapnanna pasyati atatadetaspin sharire etat sukham bhavati. So what happens during Sushupti? In the deep sleep state. The Acharya says, during the dream, vasana part of the mind was active, which comes under the chittam component of the antakarana. So if you remember, the antakarana, the inner equipment, there are four components, manaha, buddhihi, chitta and ahankara. So in the chittam is memory, which is like the subconscious or unconscious mind, all the vasanas are stored. They are activated because of karmas. When the time for Sushupti comes, deep sleep comes, or when the prarabdha karma is temporarily suspended during sleep, then the activated vasanas are blocked. Therefore, tejasa abhibhutaha bhavati. By the tejas tattvam,
the Vasanamaya Antakaranam is overpowered. That is the mind which is full of Vasanas, that is overpowered, blocked or obstructed. Tejasa. Tejasa, the Tejas, there are two meanings which are given. One is based on the Ayurveda, Ayurveda Shastra, and another based on Veda Shastra. So according to Ayurveda, the Vasana obstruction takes place. See, now we are talking about the Vasana obstruction in deep sleep state. you have to be with me. In dream sleep, in dream state, we had all the Vasanas are projected. Now in the deep sleep, now there is no Vasanas. How the Vasanas get obstructed? We are talking about the mechanism now. So the Vasana obstruction takes place because of the Pitta or the Tejas Tattvam. Because in Ayurveda, they divide the entire body into Panchabhutas. Of that, the physical body is Prithivi Bhutam and Akashacha, because the physical body is accommodated in the space and also it has space inside. So within the container of the body with Akasha inside, there are three tattvas. They are namely Vata, Pitta and Kapha. So they represent the three elements. Vata represents the Vayu Tattvam, Pitta represents the Agni Tattvam and Kapha represents the Jala Tattvam. So these three are in different proportions. So according to Prarabdha, one or the other of these three components that dominates. That will decide our body constitution, type of disease that we generally get. Even the time bomb disease, namely that will kill a person, that is also decided by this according to them. So all decided by these three only. So according to Ayurveda, I is the Tejas representing the Pitta, which blocks the activation of the mind. That is why when some people have mental block, they say, Pittam Thalaki Poyadu, in Tamil they say, no, they normally say that. That is, Pittam is supposed to block the thinking, intelligence. So Vasana gets obstructed. Dream projection then gets stopped once this enters, or the mind enters Sushupti. So this is interpretation one, based on Ayurveda. And the second meaning is, of Tejasa is, the Chaitanya Tattva, or Ishvara himself. So the Lord himself. So according to the law of karma, because we said Swapna is dependent on the karma only, therefore when the karma is temporarily suspended, Ishvara being karma paladata, Ishvara blocks the Vasana activation through the Pitta Tattva. So what happens? From Swapna to Sushupti, that is what is said here. The person goes from Swapna to Sushupti. Saha. Saha means Manodevaha, the mind, the experiencer of the dream. Tejasa Abhibhutaha Bhavati. Overpowered. Abhibhutaha is overpowered. Atra. Atra means in the Sushupti Avastha, in the deep sleep state. So at the overpite. So Yeshaha Devaha, the Manodevaha. So mind is called Devaha, as we said, because in Vedanta, Devaha means what? Refers to the Chaitana Tattva, the Chaitanya, that is called Deva. So derived from the root Div, Divyati, Iti. So Swayam Prakashate Iti Devaha. And since mind is pervaded by Chaitanya Tattvam, mind also is Devaha, so Prakasha Rupaha, bright, capable of illuminating the surroundings and all that. So in the Jagrat Avastha, what happens? Mind illumines the external universe. So in Swapna, mind illumines the internal universe. In Sushupti, the potential dormant mind as Karana Shariram illumines the Sushupti Avastha also. So Atra Esha Devaha, the mind, the dissolved mind, the Karana Shariram, and in Tattvabodha language, if you remember, each one has got a technical name. That one is called, in Jagrat Avastha, that is called what? In Vishwa. In Swapna Avastha, it is called Taijasa. And in Sushupti Avastha, it is called Pragnyaha. So, Yeshaha, Mano Devaha, Karana Sharira Bhutaha, Pragnyaha Bhutaha, Swapnan Pashyati. So, he doesn't see any more dream. And during that stage only, the twofold experiences are there. What are they? Namely, total ignorance, avidya. Because no instrument of knowledge or memory is functioning in deep sleep state. Therefore, absolute blankness, which is called ajnanam or avidya, which alone is called mula avidya, total darkness or total blankness. But we should note, the blankness is not nothingness or emptiness, understand? Because blankness is that in which everything is in potential or dormant form. That is why they say Indians alone discovered zero. Many people think that zero is emptiness or nothingness. But according to Shastra, zero is not nothingness, but everything in dormant potential form.
That is why there is like white light. That is why in Sanskrit the name of zero is Pujyam. Pujya means what? Adorable. Pujya Yogyam. Because that is Ishwaraha. Pujyam Ishwaraha. So during Pralaya Kalam, Ishwara also exists as though emptiness only. So out of that Pujaniya Ishwara alone, through Big Bang, everything comes out. And therefore, blankness is Karana Shariram. Karana Prapancha Moola Avidya. These are all highly technical terms. Karana Prapancham Moola Avidya. And since there is no duality, the Prajnaha experience during sleep, the total ananda. The Prajna experiences during deep sleep total ananda, because one is in one's own real nature during Sushupti. So during sleep alone, we are in our real nature. And our nature happens to be what? Fortunately, our nature happens to be Anandaha. And we wake up and become miserable. From Ananda, we wake up and become miserable. That is our glory. So naturally, in sleep, we enjoy Ananda, our own nature. Our glory of ignorance is manufactured misery by us. And why is that state Ananda Swarupa? It is called Ananda Swarupa because I have withdrawn from Deha Abhimana and Mana Abhimana. Therefore, the limitations of the body, the limitations of the mind, I don't have anymore. During Jagradavastha and Swapnavastha, I identify myself with the body and mind. That's what I do. And take all their limitations and struggle and suffer along with them. So during Sushupti, we withdraw our Abhimana. So we don't have any type of physical limitations at all. Emotional, intellectual, all those limitations are all gone. Even we don't even feel our location during sleep. During Jagrat Avastha, we say, I am here. In Swapna Avastha also, we experience location. In Sushupti Avastha, the sleeper himself doesn't experience any location. Others will say that he is sleeping here because they are awake. Therefore, they attribute location. But sleeper himself doesn't have any location indicating what? Our nature is all-pervading consciousness, which is Ananda Swarupam. Therefore, Sukham Anubhavati. Now, if you look at the mantra, Swapnan Na Pashyate Atha Tada, thereafter. So, when all the dualities are resolved and one experiences non-duality or Advaitam or Purnatvam, Etasmin Sharire, in this particular body itself, Etat Sukham Bhavati, one has Atmananda reflected in the resolved mind. Resolved mind has different names. Karana Shariram is also, or Anandamaya Kosha. These are all resolved mind. So in that, Atmananda is reflected. Taittiriya Upanishad, what it says? Tasya priyame vashiraha modo dakshina pakshaha pramoda uttara pakshaha. All types of experiential anandas, priya, moda, pramoda, all of them, they are all experiential pleasures. They all get this. So this Sukham is Brahmananda. That's all right. But we should understand it is reflected. It is not original. And why we say reflected and not original? Because this Ananda is available only in Sushupti. Therefore, it comes under Pratibimba Ananda only. With this, the fourth question also, who experiences the Sukham? That is also answered. What is that now? The resolved mind or Prajnaha experiences the Sushupti Sukham. And now only the topic of Atma, the Adhishtanam, the Avastatraya Sakshi, the witness consciousness, that topic comes. So the following mantras are real Atma Vidya mantras, very important section. So mantras 7 to 11 is the essence of Vedanta. And what is it going to be? The Atma which obtains in the Sushupti, the Chaitanyam alone, is the support of not only this body-mind, but also of the entire creation. That is a bombshell. I am a localized individual when I identify with Shariratrayam. When I disidentify with them, I am the consciousness which is Sarva Adhishtanam. But this knowledge one should gain when? In Jagradavastha. Now let us read mantra number 7. Sayata somya vayamsi vaso vriksham sampratishtanta evam havaitat sarvam para atmani sampratishtate.
So the fifth question dealing with the Atma Vidya was, where does everything rest, or where does everything is based? For that, the answer is what? Pare Atmani Etat Sarvam Sampratishtate. The entire cosmos is resting on this Adhishtana Atma only. Because Atma alone provides the three fundamental things for the entire Anatma Prapancha. What are the three things? Sat, Chit and Ananda. The very isness, when we say the universe is, where that isness is coming from? The isness does not belong to the universe. When it belongs to I, the experiencing consciousness alone, island existence, the experiencing consciousness, island existence to this world. Exactly like in dream, I, the observer alone, lend existence to the dream world. Similarly, I alone lend existence to the Jagrat Prapancha also. And one may think that it is too much to swallow. How can I swallow this? How to accept this? Vedanta only quotes Swapna Prapancha. So during Swapna also, do we ever believe Swapna Prapancha is our projection? During Swapna, we never know. We think it is all real. So only on waking up, we nod our head, no, 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 it is not real, it is dream. Similarly, the Jagrat Prapancha also, it is unbelievable, but it is truth. This is also again a fact. So the Upanishad says, Pare Atmani, par in Turiye. Turiye is the Avastatriya Sakshi, the Sakshini, the witness consciousness. So that's the second line. So Sampratishtate, Sampratishtate. So everything is now superimposed. Pare Atmani Sampratishtate. For that, the Upanishad gives an example. All examples are from nature. So, you know, rivers, trees, plants, animals, birds. So always Vedas give example only from all these. Here the Upanishad gives example of birds supported by a huge tree. That's a huge tree. The huge tree is called Vaso Vriksham. Vasaha means residence. Vriksham is tree. So Vayamsi. Vayamsi means all the birds. Vayaha also means age. But here it is bird. Maybe age also flies, bird also flies. So Vayaha, Vayasi, Vayamsi. So Iti Rupani. So Somya, Somya means O Gargya, O student. So he is addressing the student. Yata, just as all the birds are supported by a tree, Atma supports the entire creation. So the example is only this much. That's all it gives. So this is the answer to the fifth question. And the Upanishad itself elaborates the meaning of the word Sarvam, everything. What is everything? Is it really everything? So the Upanishad says, it is really everything. So Sarva Pada Vyakhyanam, that is what is given in the next two mantras we will read. Mantra 8. Prithivi cha prithivi matra cha, apas chapo matra cha, tejas cha tejo matra cha, vayus cha vayu matra cha, Akashas chakasha matracham, chakshus chadrashtavyanchem, shrotrancha shrotavyanchem, granancha gratavyanchem, rasas cha rasayitavyanchem, twakcha sparshayitavyanchem, vagcha bhaktavyanchem, hastauthadatavyanchem, upastascha anandayitavyanchem, payuscha visarjayitavyanchem, Padaucham, Gandavyanchem, Manascham, Mantavyanchem, Buddhischem, Bodhavyanchem, Ahankarascha, Ahankartavyanchem, Chittancha, Chetayitavyanchem, Tejascham, Vidyoitavyanchem, Pranascham, Vidarayitavyanchem. All that descriptions. It is that entire world is supported by I, the Atma, Avastatraya Sakshi. Normally, in other Upanishads, the development will be how the entire creation is supported by the Karanam Brahma. And that Karanam Brahma, you are. That is what is revealed in two stages in all Upanishads. So, world is supported by Brahman, and that Brahman is you are. But here, the intermediary step of Brahman is skipped. Or you can say, I skipped or eliminated. So, directly the Upanishad says, the entire creation is supported by you. And this is called Drishti Srishti Vadaha. In Vedanta, Drishti Srishti Vadaha. So, first the Upanishad says, all the elements, Pancha Bhutani, consisting of Pancha Sukshma Bhutani, the subtle, all, when I say all these terms now, I expect that, you know, you should be familiar with all of them. Pancha Sukshma Bhutani, Pancha Stula Bhutani, they are all supported by me, the Atma, the Chaitanya Tattvam. So, Prithivi Cha, Prithivi Matra Cha. Prithivi Cha means the Stula Prithivi, the grass, earth. And Prithivi Matra means the Sukshma Prithivi, the subtle earth, the Tanmatra. Actually, if you use the Tatumbada language, it is the subtle form, it is called Tanmatra. So, in the entire mantra, Matra means Sukshma. So, and Apascha, Apo Matra Cha. Apaha is the stulam, the grass, waters, Apoha. And Matra is the Sukshma Jalam, the subtle waters. And Tejascha, Tejo Matra Cha. Tejaha means the stula and Sukshma Agni. And Vayuscha, Vayu Matra Cha. Stula and Sukshma Vayu, Vind Tattvam. Akashascha, Akasha Matra Cha. Similarly, space also. So, all the Panjabhutanis are covered. Now, the Upanishad talks about the Baudhika Prapancha, the material universe also, which is created by the Panjabhutani. So, for the sake of convenience, the entire Baudhika Prapancha is divided into a triputi, that is threefold. The experiencer, the instrument of experience, and the field of experience or object of experience. These are the triputi. Therefore, the Upanishad mentions the three, namely, Karanam, the instrument, Karma, the object, and Karta, the subject. So, all these are supported by what? By the consciousness or Atma. And how many instruments are there? In Tattva Bodha, we have already studied 17 organs of Sukshma Shariram. All are mentioned here and their corresponding objects are also mentioned. So, Pancha Jnanendriyas and the corresponding objects. Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa, Gandha. So, the entire world having the fivefold attributes, all of them are what? They are all in me. They are all in me and in me only. Now the organs are enumerated in me. When I say in me, means what? Chaitanya. So now the organs are enumerated. First, Jnanendriyani is, so Chakshuscha, that is the Karanam. And Drishtavyancha, in another language, they will say Karta, Karma and Karanam. So here, Chakshuhu means eyes. And Drishtavyam, the perceived universe. Not only perceived now, in the past, and it will be perceived in the future also. So the perceivable universe, all the time. Then we understand Shrotrancha, Shrotavyancha, the ears and everything audible. Granancha, Gratavyancha, organ of smell and everything is smellable. Rasascha, Rasayitavyancha. So all these things, Rasaha is tongue and Rasayitavya means everything tastable. Then Tvakcha, Sparshayitavyancha, skin and everything felt by the skin. Next we come to Karmendriyanis and their field of experiences. What are they? Vagcha, Vaktavyancha, the organ of speech and all that one can speak. So many sentences, they have been spoken by so many people for ages, all of them. Then Hastavcha, Adatavyancha, hand and everything that are handled by the hand. Upasthascha, Anandayitavyancha. Upastaha means the organs of generation, the genitals and the field of progeny, perpetuation of the universe. And Payuscha, Visarjayitavyancha, organ of excretion, and all that is waste eliminated. And finally, Padavcha, Gantavyancha, the feet, and all places that one can reach, all of them. So the Indriyas are inside the body, and Vishayas are outside the body. All are included. And when we say that if the Devatas are there in the heaven, they also have Indriyas and corresponding Vishayas. So in Devaloka also, the Devas also have Indriyas. They also have Vishayas. So they are Lokas, in all various Lokas. Therefore, we should extend this to not only to Bhuloka, not only to all the galaxies, but all the invisible higher Lokas also, as mentioned in the Shastras. Akilanda Koti Brahmanda Nayaka. Akilanda Koti Brahmandam. And all of them should be included in this. So with this, the 10 organs are over. Then mind has what? 4 divisions. The Antakaranam, inner equipment. Mana, Manaha, Buddhi, Chitta and Ahankara. So they are also included. Manascha, Mantavyancha, mind and all its feelings, emotions, all of them. In emotions of the mind also, Mantavyam. Then Buddhischa, Bodhavyancha, intellect, Buddhi. And the world of all sciences, knowledge, where you can create any amount of knowledge, everything knowable. The feeling, instrument, and the feelables. So, thinking instruments and the thinkables are knowables, all of them.
then ahankarascha ahankartavyamcha ahankara the I notion and everything that is included in the I notion, namely body, mind, sense organs, all of them indicated by the word I. And chittancha chetayatavyamcha chittam memory and the world of memory, all the remembered things. Then tejascha vidyoyitavyamcha tejaha brilliance. And tejaha, actually in the first line itself we have seen one tejaha. So there tejaha, we said it is agnitattvam. So since tejaha is repeated, Shankaracharya here, he gives a special meaning, that is a special glow available in the skin of some living beings. So what we immediately remember, like for example the glow worm. And similarly under water there are certain creatures which have some special glow. Or we want to include the glow of our own skin perhaps. Fair and our own things like fairness, love, all that thing. So our lovely skin, all that thing, you know. So if it gives an external, extra glow to our skin, so they show, you know, several layers of, you know, face, like, you know, first a gloomy face, then brighter face, then even brighter face, all of them. So the Prashnopanishad talks about the glow, perhaps, you know, all this glow. So sharira kanti, so vidyoitavyancha, so whatever is illumined by that light. Finally, pranascha vidharayitavyancha, the pancha pranas and the entire universe. So in short, all the instruments and the fields in which they all function. Now the mantra abruptly ends here. It lists all these things and just ends. So there is no completion of the sentence in this mantra. So that we have to take from the previous mantra, sarvam para atmani sampritishtate. All these are resting on that one Atma, borrowing existence from that Atma. That is, all these are all mithya. Only Brahma Satyam, all Jagant is mithya. So now the universe, like the Upanishad, now we'll talk about the Jivaha, the experiencer, the individual. In the next mantra, I think that we will see in the next webinar. I'll stop here. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya parasa maheshwaraha. Shri Krishna, namastu Narayana.